Please hold while I try to connect you.
Foundation, this is Calvin.
Hey, Calvin, it's Ruben. Is Jordan in? I got one piece of information that might help him. I talked to him for a while, but then I think one piece of information might help. Here, is he available?
Yeah, let me shoot you over.
Thanks. Now. Thanks.
Sure.
Yes.
Hi.
Hey, is this Jordan?
Yes.
Hey, so I have one other piece of information that might help you,
sure.
If it can. So we have legal name. We have California Department of Financial Institutions did issue the company name permission, if that helps you out. So.
Okay, let me just write that down. Give me 1 second. California. What is it? California what?
California, my boss is telling me. Sorry.
It's okay.
California Department of Financial Institutions.
And what did they do exactly? They...
A name permission. So I guess our company went to them and said, hey, can you get a name? And just to confirm... our website, is CFLBC. It's not bankofcardiff.com, if that helps you out or not.
CFLBC?
Yeah. I think the whole thing is, we don't advertise, and I think if it helps out, our goal is not to ever, deceive a customer. That's not what we do. So we're not advertising and saying we're a bank, a traditional bank that does financing. That's not what we're doing. So whenever, customers call and say, hey, are you a deposit institution? Are you Wells Fargo? Absolutely not. Our also website talks about working capital equipment leasing and MCAs and lines of credit. It does not talk about deposits or anything of that nature. The only way, I'm not trying to push. I'm just trying to be realistic. We're not marketing to customers under the guise that we're like a traditional, we're not saying we're FDIC insured and we're a traditional mom and pop bank. That is not what we do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, I'll definitely pass along the information. Yeah, you're not pushing. I understand.
Yeah.
And you have some lenders that, obviously are fine with it. It's just, I just have to...
I understand.
Unfortunately, I don't make the call. I can definitely sell on your part and, try to say, look, these guys are not trying to mislead customers. The whole thing stems from, you're in the industry. There's many good guys. There's a ton of bad guys. And there's a ton of guys out there just misleading, stacking debt, trying to get their fee and kind of move on and don't actually have the customer's best interests in mind. So that's what we're trying to prevent.
Yeah.
We don't want to work with anyone like that. Sometimes those people squeak through, sometimes they don't.
Do you consider your loans, if someone gets a foundation yearly loan, like 3-year loan, do you consider that, if someone goes and gets a loan from, say, a New Logic, do you consider that a stack, or do you consider your product an is it a direct, do you consider
that
a stack?
They wouldn't be allowed. No, they wouldn't be allowed. So the only people we would sit in second position to is bank debt or SBA debt, which is typically from a bank as well. Anyone else, we would have to refinance. If they went out and got a line, they would technically be in default in our loan document.
That's what I'm asking. So if a customer has a foundation loan and has another loan on top of it, you consider that a default?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so your product is...
We have to take out... Sorry, go ahead.
So your loan, in a sense, is from your guys' contract. I don't know anything about your contract, but if someone has a contract with you and gets a loan from ABC Capital for a daily payment, you consider that a default?
Correct.
Interesting, okay. I don't know these things. I'm asking.
No, that's fine. That's completely fine. And that's where, if we got to a point where we could work together in partnership, I would be... happy to walk you through our underwriting guidelines and all that type of stuff. It's just we never really went through that because the first step is obviously getting you guys approved to work with. We'll sit in second position to bank debt and SBA debt, but anyone else we would have to, take out, refinance.
Okay.
Because, again, our loan is not, it's not a cash advance or anything like that. It's a fixed rate conventional term loan, so it's very much like a bank loan, fully amortizing. So... no prepayment penalties. A lot of times we, if people want to do that, I don't know why they would, because the daily pay is obviously a lot more expensive, but they could pay us off early. We have no prepayment penalties. So a lot of the clients will do that. If they're bankable or just under bankable, they will, you know, get our loan, and then 3, 4, you know, 6 months down the road, they're bankable now. They'll get a bank loan, which is obviously the cheapest, you know, money you can get out there, and just pay us off.
So you're cut. You're
pay us off.
Go ahead.
They would
sorry.
Just need to pay. Yeah, and when they pay us off, there's, like I said, ours is a fully amortized conventional fixed rate term loan. It would be all they owe is the principal to that date and interest accrued to that date. It's not like a factor rate or anything like that.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, let me know. Anything I can do to help, I appreciate your time once again.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Ruben.
Thank you, brother.
Do you want me to give me your why don't I give you my number? That way you don't have to talk to Calvin again and
sure.
transfer. My number is 646-829-9360.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it.
Thank you. All right.
Bye-bye.
See you.